It's time again for our fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup, and I'm joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello Charlotte, how are you?
Hi Toby, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Not so bad, thanks so much. This week we have a call out from the BBC who are looking for visually impaired people to share their COVID-19 experiences. Shaping Our Lives has an opportunity for people to become disabled lay researchers. And people who are living in the east of England have an opportunity to help shape eye care services in the region. Charlotte, we start with that call out from the BBC for visually impaired people to share their COVID-19 experiences.
Of course, so we've been contacted by the news team at the BBC and they're carrying out a survey to understand how COVID-19 has affected people with disabilities, including those who are blind and partially sighted. They are trying to reach as many people as possible to get the biggest, most detailed picture of how the pandemic has affected people who live with a disability. They understand that COVID-19 has had such a disproportionate effect on disabled people, and so they would like to collect as many stories as possible, which they can then use as news pieces for their main BBC news bulletins, which air on the television, the radio and online. The link to take part in the survey and to share your experiences is available on our Connect Voices webpage. Simply head to www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices Opportunities. The link to the survey will be on that page. Alternatively, you can email the BBC's Disability News Editor, Ruth Clegg, on ruth.clegg@bbc.co.uk, and Clegg is spelt C-L-E-G-G. And please put COVID survey as your subject so Ruth knows what you're inquiring about.
Sounds like a great opportunity for people to maybe share their experiences and get on air too. Now we come to that opportunity for people to become disabled lay researchers from Shaping Our Lives.
Yes, so we've been contacted by Shaping Our Lives and they are recruiting disabled researchers for a project which will explore how social workers are using digital technologies when working with disabled adults. So this year's led study is being run by Shaping Our Lives in partnership with King's College London and the British Association of Social Workers. This research will be used to understand how digital technologies like telephones, video calls and video conferencing are being used in social work and to develop a set of guidelines and principles for using these technologies that will meet the needs of both social workers and service users with disabilities.
Charlotte, if people would like to become a disabled lay advisor, what would be required of them?
Yes, so it is a part-time freelance work for a study that runs from the 10th of May 2021 to the 28th of February 2022. So it's quite a long-term piece of work to get involved with, so you need to be committed to that time frame. And researchers will be paid at a rate of £30 per hour, and you will be required to commit between 3.5 hours to 7 hours per week on average. But this could vary at different times of the project, and it may be more or less hours than this. And they are particularly interested in recruiting people who are eager to develop their field research skills. It's a great opportunity if you're looking to develop your skills. Applicants do not necessarily need to have previous research experience to be considered, as training will be provided during the project based on your own individual skills and experience. This may include training on interviewing techniques, data collection and analysis, and inclusive and accessible communications, which includes the use of digital technologies. If you want more information about this and to apply, simply visit their webpage, which is www.shapingourlives.org.uk/noticeboard, or you can call them on 0345 241 0383. That's 0345 241 0383.
And finally, Charlotte, we come to an opportunity for visually impaired people in the east of England to help shape the eye care services in the region.
We do. So if you answer yes to any of these following questions, then this might be an opportunity for you. Do you have an eye condition that comes under the categories of glaucoma, medical retina, or cataract? Would you be willing to share your experience of eye care over the last year with eye care professionals? And finally, do you live in the East of England region, which covers Norfolk, Suffolk, Peterborough, Cambridgeshire, Bedfordshire, Luton, Hertfordshire, or Essex? RNIB has been asked if we can help to include the real-life experience of eye care patients in work being done to plan improvements to care. This work is being led by NHS England and includes all those involved in planning and providing eye care in the East of England region.
What type of feedback are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for good and not so good examples of eye care. This might include the clinical care itself, any delays or arrangements for how and where care has been given, including that provided outside of the hospital. Were changes made to your care as a result of the pandemic, and were you given the right information to understand these changes? You might have feedback which includes the ease with which you were able to get to your appointment, the usefulness of information you were given, and whether you were given any useful support to deal with the implications of your condition.
And what should people do if they would like to get involved?
Yes, so the involvement will be through participating in one of a series of online meetings or workshops, which will take place on the 26th and the 28th of April or the 5th of May. If you would like to take part in this opportunity or you would like to talk about the possibility, then we would love to hear from you by the 19th of April, but the sooner the better. Please contact Jacqueline Price, who is our Partnerships and Development Manager for the East of England, at jacqueline.price@rnib.org.uk, or Jacqueline is happy for people to reach her by phone, and she has shared her number, which is 07702339260. That's 07702339260.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, or if they would like to find out more about RNIB Connect Voices, where can they go to find out more and take part in these and other great opportunities?
Of course, yes. So to find out more about Connect Voices, you can find our Connect Voices webpage on RNIB's website. So simply go to www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices. If you would like any more information or you have any further questions about any of the opportunities in this roundup today, then you can reach the involvement team at involvement@rnib.org.uk, or you can reach us through the RNIB helpline asking to be put through to the involvement team.
Thank you, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.